It's 8:04 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Lee County's school board reversed last week's decision, opting the district out of state-mandated testing Tuesday. WGCU's Ashley Lopez was there.
Parents and activists crowded Lee County School Board meeting again, but this time a large number of attendees left upset.
Please be seated.
In a 3-2 vote, the board decided not to move forward with its plan. Board member Mary Fisher, who previously voted in favor of opting out, asked for a revote late last week. Fisher said following her latest vote that she wasn't pressured to change her mind.
No, I don't believe that I regret the first vote because it did start a dialogue and it did open doors. And I think we've stepped through that doorway and we need to keep going.
Because the county would be breaking state law if it didn't comply with state tests, there was worry opting out could jeopardize a host of things. This includes state funds in the county, teacher pay, and even the ability of students to get a standard high school diploma. That's why some speakers said the board acted in haste last week. Beth Helm, who educated her child at home for 10 years, says she sent her son to public school so he could take part in programs like advanced placement classes and Microsoft certification.
2 weeks into school, we're told that these programs might be pulled and that he might not even receive a standard diploma. Can you measure and replace what's been lost in momentum, trust, clear goals and expectations for students, teachers, and administrators?
But activists and parents say standardized tests have gotten out of control and are taking up too much class time. Lee County parent Tara Jenner asked the board to stick to its guns.
Don't buy into the fear-mongering. Be the heroes our children and our country need.
Board member Don Armstrong says he will be submitting a second motion during the board's next meeting. He says the next motion will include a plan, which he says should make a future opt-out easier to pass and keep in place. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.